Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today we are joined by Tom Becker, who is the CEO of Iofina PLC. He's joining us from Kentucky. Welcome, Tom. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Can you start by giving us an overview of your company and what it is that you do?
Sure. Iofina PLC is a holding company of a group of companies that has operations in the United States. And essentially, we're a specialty chemical company with unique technology. Our main technology is the fact that we take a waste stream from oil and gas production that occurs in the United States, and we isolate iodine from that waste stream. And we do it at a low cost and highly efficient manner. And then we take that iodine and sell it around the world, but we also sell it through our iodine derivatives company too, and make other iodine-based products from the iodine we produce and sell those in many different applications around the world, including human health and LCD screens and many other applications and biocides. We also have some other specialty chemicals in the group, which makes us unique. And I think our business model has proven to be very successful as a low-cost producer of iodine around the world.
Please, can you tell us a little bit more about your three entities, Iofina Resources, Iofina Chemical, and Iofina EX?
Yeah, so Iofina Resources is the iodine producing arm of the company. We have plants that we take the wastewater from oil and gas production. Not all wastewater from oil and gas production has iodine. We have unique technology which allows us to grab that iodine out of that water and isolate it. Then all that iodine goes through our chemical company, Iofina Chemical. And Iofina Chemical has actually been around since 1983. And it either takes the iodine and creates other products, like I mentioned before, that may go into human healthcare applications, animal healthcare applications, biocidal applications, or pharmaceuticals, and sell those to the end users, or we sell the iodine directly to the market. And then you also mentioned Iofina EX, which is a pretty new venture for the organization. We looked at isolating some cannabinoid compounds from hemp. We've really put that on hold for now, and really strictly within that company, there's a seed investment in hemp seeds that we're finishing up on, and it's unlikely we'll probably move forward with very much more on the Iofina EX side.
And what about some of the technology involved that's unique to your company?
Yeah, so iodine extraction takes a number of different forms. Some people extract iodine through rock. Others extract it through brines. And what our technology is really unique is that we can do a couple things. We can work directly with oil and gas producers and extract the iodine from what we call dirtier or oilier water. We can go directly to where the oil and gas producers are producing this wastewater brine, create a plant quickly, and put it near its saltwater disposal site so we can extract the iodine from it. So our technology is unique in fact that we can take dirtier water and extract clean iodine from it. We can take our technology and actually build a plant within a pretty short period of time. Our last plant was built within about a 6-month period of time and get iodine production out of a large brine stream in the United States. So we're a low-cost producer in the world so that no matter what the iodine price is, that we can be competitive with anybody else that's producing iodine around the world.
And where are your iodine extraction plants located?
So they're all located right now in the state of Oklahoma, and in fact in western Oklahoma, and there's a reason for that. Not every oil and gas producer has brine water that comes up that has economic amounts of iodine with it. So we have a geological team that spent a number of years determining where good amounts of iodine are that's economic to be able to extract from the brine water. So we've located our plants in western Oklahoma. We currently have 5 plants located in western Oklahoma. The most recent one we opened up in April. And it's a key to our business having these diversity of plants. If there's ever an issue at any one plant, we have multiple plants working at other sites. So the fact that we have multiple plants gives us the opportunity to keep providing high quality products for our customers, no matter what the situation is with our production.
And how has coronavirus, COVID-19, how has that affected your business?
We've had some effects of COVID-19, but luckily we've been able to keep all of our plants operational at all times. We did have a slight closure of one of our plants because oil prices dropped to very low levels. Our newest plant, IO8, shut down for about a month, but came back online, is now producing. And therefore, we're on track for a record year of production for Iofina. Last year, we produced right around 600 tons, and we go over 340 tons in the second half of the year this year, just in the second half alone. So COVID has had a little bit of effect on us, but we're considered an essential industry as a chemical provider in the United States. We as a company have been able to keep our workforce intact and in line. And through the first half of the year, really COVID had very minimal impact. We are seeing a little bit of an impact in the third quarter. We saw a little bit of softening of iodine prices and demand, but we anticipate that once global economies recover, especially in the healthcare, automotive, and electronic sectors, that iodine prices and demand will recover very shortly.
And has your company's strategy changed at all given the current market conditions?
Well, I think the company's strategy is always a strategy of prudent growth. As I mentioned, we have 5 iodine plants operating. We're looking to continue to expand not only our iodine production, but our iodine derivative and non-iodine derivative products in our product line. I think we're going to be a little bit more cautious and make sure that the iodine market and demand is healthy before we would potentially move to build another plant. So I think what COVID has done and the global economic slowdown has done is maybe proven to be a little bit more cautious of the timing of our expansion. But we're not looking to sit on our hands. We're looking to continue to grow as an organization, looking for opportunities to expand our iodine production.
Talking of expansion, can you tell us a little bit about your team, the team that you have in place at your company?
Sure, happy to do that. We have an extremely strong team, some with a lot of experience in the iodine world and some without, which is, I think, good. Well, we look to hire people. We look to hire people with different areas of expertise. A lot of technology-based people, so we hire a lot of chemists and engineers in order to support our processes. And then we want to have a strong board of directors to be able to guide us through different situations. We just recently refinance our debt, which is a key component for us, and make sure we have a strong CFO, strong members of the board that are well-known on the finance side of things. It's very helpful. We recently added this year the former governor of Oklahoma, Mary Fallon, to our board as a board member to help us, since all of our iodine plants are in the state of Oklahoma, really navigate the state and have a presence in the state of a well-known public figure to advise us. And she's well-known in the oil and gas field and has been able to solve many problems in that state and can advise myself and the other members of our executives very well. And we're proud to have her on our board.
Sounds like a good team that you have in place there. Do you have any more updates that you'd like to share with your investors today?
Sure. I think there's been some news this year, which is pretty important. You know, we as an organization continue to grow from a profitability standpoint as a company. Last year, we were EBITDA positive, about $4.4 million. And in the first half of the year, we were already just shy of $3 million in EBITDA. So you can see we're a growing company. We're a healthy company, even with COVID going on. It's very important that we just refinanced our debt. And in the last 18 months, we've had our debt reduced from just shy of $26 million to now just shy of $13 million. So we've improved our company as a balance sheet. We're an AIM company that is making profits. And for investors, our current investors and potential investors, you know, I think if you look at our share price and market valuation for an AIM company that is a profitable company, I think we're potentially undervalued in the marketplace now, and we're continuing to look to grow as an organization.
And Tom, last question, what are your company's plans for the future?
So our plans for the future are always smart growth, prudent growth. Us as iodine producers, we're constantly looking to not only to increase our iodine production in a smart way by building these Iozor plants, as I mentioned, like IO8 before. We can do those for about $3 million in about a 6-month time period. But we're also looking to expand, you know, not only our iodine production, but our other specialty chemical derivative products. So the more value we can get by taking iodine into other specialty chemical products, and we also have a substantial amount of non-iodine products, which gives us diversity within the group. We continue to look to grow all these specialty chemical areas of the company, and we look forward to updating the market for substantial news here moving forward.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Tom. That's all we've got time for today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.